A Vietnamese company says it has been developing its own equipment to launch 5G mobile services nationwide. But some experts question whether the country has the ability to develop what it is claiming. The company, Vitel Group, announced earlier this month it is aiming to launch 5G services beginning in June. 5G is the next generation in wireless technology. The announcement came after Vitel, which is run by Vietnam's military, demonstrated a test video call carried over its 5G network. Top officials from the government and Vitel attended the demonstration event in Hanoi. The officials said the equipment and software used to make the 5G call was developed by Vitel over a six-month period. The company says it plans to develop both civilian and military services based on its own 5G equipment and network. Vitel declared that with its technology development, it had become the sixth company in the world to produce 5G network equipment. The other companies working on the technology include Huawei, Nokia, Ericsson, Samsung, and ZTE. China-based Huawei is the world's largest telecommunications equipment supplier, capturing nearly 30% of the market. The company is a leader in 5G mobile networks and a top producer of smartphones. Huawei is currently working on building 5G systems in countries around the world. But in the United States, officials have urged American companies not to use Chinese technology, including Huawei equipment, in communications systems. The officials have expressed concerns about Huawei's links to the Chinese government, saying the company's network equipment could be used to help carry out spying activities. Huawei has rejected such accusations. The U.S. administration also placed a ban on American companies sharing technology with Huawei because of security concerns. It has also pressed other countries to ban Huawei from building 5G networks. Vitel's chief executive officer, Lei Dongzhong, told Bloomberg last August that the company had no plans to work with Huawei. "There were reports that it's not safe to use Huawei," Zung said at the time. So Vitel's stance is that, given all this information, we should just go with the safer ones, so we choose Nokia and Ericsson from Europe. Vitel did not name Nokia and Ericsson as partners during its demonstration of the new 5G equipment. Dimitris Mavrakis is the research director for ABI Research and an expert on the worldwide telecommunications industry. He told VOA he is doubtful about Vietnam's new claims. "I would say that a home-developed 5G infrastructure is impossible, not only improbable, but impossible, because it is very difficult," Mavrakis said. "If such a process was so easy," he noted, "major American companies like AT&T and Verizon would have done it as well." Mavrakis said among the biggest problems Vietnam would face creating such a system would be huge research and development efforts and costly patents covering 5G technology. He added that Vitel most likely does not have any patents for intellectual property rights relating to the technology. And, in fact, Vitel doesn't have a big enough research and development workforce in order to create this technology, Mavrakis said. Even Huawei and Ericsson and Nokia had to spend billions to create this technology, he added. Murray Hebert is a senior associate with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. He told VOA he is not surprised that Vietnam would be unwilling to cooperate with Huawei on its 5G development. This is because Vietnam has long felt pressure from China in a number of areas, particularly over issues involving the disputed South China Sea. Therefore, Vietnam is very, very sensitive to letting Chinese technology be used for developing 5G in Vietnam, particularly Huawei, Hebert said. However, he said he is not sure what to think about Vietnam's announced plans for homegrown 5G.
I guess I'm a little surprised that they're declaring they've reached this goal when others are still striving for that goal, who have been working at it a lot longer and have more experience.
Hebert noted that Viettel has already expanded its telecommunications services to other Asian neighbors and beyond, and may want to try to do this with 5G technology as well. But whether that is realistic or not, I don't know, he noted. Hebert said one reason he thinks Vietnam might have made the 5G announcement is to keep on a path of attempting to grow its international influence. The country takes over this year as chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Vietnam is also serving until 2021 on the United Nations Security Council. In addition, Vietnam is preparing for its next Communist Party National Congress in January 2021. Hebert said Vietnam's announced 5G plans could be used in 2020 to help fuel political support both at home and abroad.
So it's a big political year. Some leaders may want to show that they're actually very capable of delivering on the economic and security front.
I'm Brian Lynn.